And a good example of that, let's take it full circle, is the Jussie Smollett's of the world that will create a fake situation and try to tar Donald Trump and his supporters with hate. When in fact, if those same individuals like Jussie Smollett would look in the mirror, what they would see would be, of their own reflection, would be hate. And it's also a message that the Department of Justice, the Trump Department of Justice, the new Trump Department of Justice is sending a message. We're not only going to take you out, but we're also not going to let your families off the hook. Okay? We're playing hardball. You see, many people question whether the indictments are going to happen. And the reason why I am very beyond confident that they're going to happen is because Donald Trump knows this. If he does not cut the head of the snake off, his family and his children, their lives are in jeopardy. Period. This is a death match.
The scientists at LivePet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched. C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 Hair Growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. Today I have the great Dave Janda coming onto my show. I really love talking to him because he has so much honest integrity, and he does his best to bring the facts and to bring it straight to you. And I love that. And we are going to talk about indictments. Are they really going to happen? And what does he know? And he believes they're going to happen. All of his sources believe they're going to happen. But, you know, the Justice Department, the justice in our whole, the whole justice system has been so corrupted that without fixing that first, there was no way that these indictments are going to go through and be successful at it. So it's a process, and he's going to talk about that and what we're seeing from a timeline. And then we hit some of the major issues, like the big, huge loophole in the last legislation with unaccompanied minors. Terrible. We'll talk about that. And then the goal to destabilize our country with this mass immigration and what they're trying to do. It's an important topic, and people need to understand, you know, immigration done at certain levels is fine. They know what those percentages are. We know how much we can assimilate properly and have a healthy community. They're way going past that, and they know that. And so what is the point of all that? And then I wanted to tell you before we get in this interview is that I have an unredacted version of the Adam and Eve book that the CIA released in the redacted version. I'm going to put that up for my Patreons. That is interesting because the CIA just released a marked up only 57 pages of this Adam and Eve book. And I happen to get a copy that is unredacted. So I am going to put that up there for my Patreons, and you can see that the link is here. So let's get into my interview with Dave Janda. Dave, welcome back to the program.
It's an honor to be back on your platform, Sarah. Every time you come on our platform, Operation Freedom or DaveJanda.com, the listeners, the viewers go nuts and they want you back ASAP. So I thank you for allowing me to comeback on your platform. I have to say the feedback I get from your viewers and listeners are top drawer. Great questions, great insight, and all very positive people that are action-oriented to move the ball of the freedom ball forward on the field.
Yeah, I think they're the smartest people who are doers and who mm-hmm. are making things happen. But I'm so glad you're back because I need a dose of the Dave Janda.
Uh-oh.
You know, just the what's going on and
my
in a non-BS way. Go ahead.
No, I said my wife tries to avoid a dose of Dave Janda as much as she can, so thank you. That's very kind.
That's because she gets too much of it, maybe. My husband gets too much. But he just stays late at work once in a while. Okay, well, let's get into some of these real serious issues like the indictments. People are very antsy, and I completely understand it. You know, I'm getting kind of mixed reports from different sources of there being some backdoor ways to deal with bonds and pay off bonds for, you know, getting out of jail, kind of a get out of jail free card. I've also heard some sources talking about the fact that these high level criminals, not all of them, but a lot of them that are CIA like Podesta and Clinton, and that it'll be national security issues. So they're going to be able to get out. All sorts of different things. How are they getting around this? Because I know your sources are just adamant they're going after these indictments. How are they going to get around this? And what are you hearing?
Well, first of all, one of the first attack targets that the deep state had on our country was on the legal judicial system, right? We all know that there is a two-tier system, right? One that takes the laws and applies them to you and myself and all of our listeners, and not only applies them, but tends to try to use them as a hammer to suppress us and oppress us. And then there's the other rule of law for the global elite, the globalists, the deep state players. And that rule of law is there is none. And right? And a good example of this, and one of the reasons why people question, and I understand this, about, you know, indictments are never going to happen. And, well, if they do, there'll be, as you mentioned, a backdoor way to get out. And just look at the Jesse Smollett case, right? I mean, there it is, right?
That's exactly, yes.
It's right in your face, right? Now, a couple things. Let's say the Jesse Smollett case happened 4 years ago. 4 years ago. What would have been the end result of the Jesse Smollett case? Probably what we've already seen. Only maybe not so publicly, right?
It
would have been swept
it.
Under the rug. He would have walked, right? Right. But that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. The state side, the Democrat globalist controlled states. And let's be clear about this. I grew up in Chicago. Okay. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, lived in the city of Chicago. My family's from the south side of Chicago. My dad was pretty big in business in Chicago, had some interactions with the Daily Machine back with the old man Daily when it was really a machine. I can tell you this. I still have contacts in the Chicago Police Department, in the state's attorney's office, prosecutor's offices. This is not done. This is not done.
So there are people standing up saying this. There's a lot of patriots, people who don't want our country to go down, that are saying this is BS. We are standing up for this. You are done taking over our justice system.
That's my point about 4 years. I completely agree with you, Sarah. You see, there are people, not only patriots outside the system, but patriots that have always been in the system that became empowered in 2016 to step forward. I can tell you that this Jesse Smollett might think that he got out on the state charges. I'm not so sure that's the case. And the reason I say that is because if there's one organization on the face of the earth that I would not want to have be angry with me, it's the Chicago Police Department. Okay. They are livid about this at all levels, from the beat cop all the way to the superintendent. That's not an act. Very, and remember, when Fox, the state's attorney, who was tied to the Obamas, right? Remember, Michelle Obama's chief of staff got in touch with Kim Fox to push on dropping the charges, to change everything around. There is an internal investigation going within the state about Fox, and with ties to, wait a minute, where did this push come from? It's already come that George Soros, through his organizations, funneled in $408,000 into Kim Fox's campaign when she ran for state's attorney. Do you think that would have come out 4 years ago? No way. No way. It would have been papered over, shoved under the rug. They're not done with her at the state level, but they're also not done with her on the federal level. And the reason is because the Department of Justice, as I understand it, and the FBI are still on this case. And they have not, and they are, as I understand it, will continue to pursue what happened on this false hate crime narrative that hurts our entire country across the board.
In keeping with my promise to provide the absolute best products I can find that I take personally and would give my family, I'm really excited to show you their advanced NMN, which has been proven to dramatically increase your energy and much more. As discussed in multiple shows with Ken Schwartz and Cliff High, NAD is a great supplement to enhance C60's effectiveness, but even on its own, NMN can pass through cell membranes and join with other NMNs to then convert into NAD+, making it much more effective than other NAD supplements on their own. NAD and NMN has been scientifically shown to increase DNA repair in cells. It has also been shown to promote the creation of new mitochondria that can replace our old mitochondria, and it can also increase the removal of damaged mitochondria in our cells. It maintains stem cells' usefulness and ability to regenerate. It also has been shown to reverse age-associated expression of genes involved with inflammation. It does this and a lot more, and it does this at an affordable price of $37.95. Click on the link below to find scientific studies and to learn more about this amazing product. I'm hoping that this is a in-your-face example of how screwed up our justice system is. I think people underestimated how infiltrated our justice system really is, because I'm seeing it from all over the place. Without fixing that, and, you know, this is what Rothstein's saying. We need to be able to, we have legislation we're trying to put forward for human trafficking. He goes, we need to be able to support our law enforcement. They're never supported. And that's what is taking so long. But, you know, is it going to happen?
Just go ahead. This, Sarah, the way this happened, see, they thought they were pulling a fast one with Smollett and getting him out of the limelight, take him out, and maybe even set up this whole operation of trying to create a distraction about how Trump's support with hate, that they'd beat up a black guy, a gay black guy in the middle of the night, when in fact, right? Okay, this whole thing is backfired. The support is behind the police department. Just think, when Obama was in office, there was all this animosity and hate directed at police departments. Across the board, it's been universal. The people supporting the Chicago Police Department. If these series of events, see, and this is a bridge too far that I think the deep state went on this Smollett case, because it exposed, as you said, how corrupt the system is, how it can be bought off, how it can be influenced. But again, it's getting the attention, and the alternative media pounced on this to the point where, by us pouncing on this, it forced the bought off lamestream fake media to be dragged to it, to
exactly.
Start to put some information. This is what's changed, Sarah.
The alternative media is so important. I mean, just pointing out that right. The people he hired were two black men. Wait a minute here. That whole narrative got blown up.
Yes. The whole thing, the whole operation. And I don't think it's done. Being exposed, you see. And so when folks say, I don't think the indictments are going to happen because all you have to do is look at Smollett. Well, wait a minute. That story hasn't completely played out.
You know, they do have a point,
and
though.
As I understand it.
Go ahead.
Yes, they do. I'm not saying they don't have a point. But there's different levels going on here, right? There's the bought off lamestream fake media. Oh, well, the charges were dropped. Let's move on. But then the alternative media dragged the lamestream back saying, no, 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 you're not going to let this go like this. For example, it's come out that the guy from the FBI that's been involved in this case is a guy by the name of Greg Wing. Greg Wing is in charge of the human trafficking, child trafficking task force for the FBI's field office in Chicago. Well, I can tell you, Wing's reputation, he's not bought off and paid off. And he is a very tough law enforcement official. The fact that he's involved is really important. He won't let this go. He will not let this go.
Let me tell you that I just heard reports, and we covered this last time, about the unaccompanied minor. You know, since you're talking about human trafficking and you brought him up, the unaccompanied minor clause that they passed as part of the immigration, which is Twilight Zone.
Section 221.
Yes. It allows you, if a adult is with an unaccompanied minor, they have to let them go. And since they passed that, the amount of adults coming through with unaccompanied minors have skyrocketed. Surprise, surprise. Now they have a human trafficking loophole, which we knew that was a human trafficking loophole, but now they're totally taking advantage of it. It's awful. And I've also heard that all these massive caravans that are coming through, of course, they're being able to track. It's a very expensive proposition to bring all these massive people through, give them water, make sure that there's places they can go to the bathroom. I mean, this is expensive, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, Soros money is being attached to that, but they're also tracking it back to multiple different charity groups that are coming into Chicago and coming into a church that Obama has been affiliated with. That's the mailing address. And this is all starting to come out. What do you think about that?
Well, a couple things. The bill that you pointed to, you spoke against that. I spoke against Section 221. And Sarah, I got immense heat in saying that the president shouldn't have signed that bill. There is this Section 221 in the bill, and that it enabled, if you will, more human trafficking, in particular of children.
It's a loophole.
I was labeled, a loop, yeah, but it's actually a gaping.
It's a freaking,
right. Sarah, I got immense grief for bringing that up within 24 hours around the signing of that bill, that I was I was disloyal to the president. I was a fake MAGA. I was a that. No, look. He was given very bad advice. He was given terrible advice. And some of the people that I believe gave him some of that terrible advice were his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, and the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Kristen Nielsen, and what just happened to her.
And do you think this is why?
She's gone.
Is it
yes.
because of this
yes.
frickin'
thing? There's two
thing?
Things. There's okay. two reasons why she's gone. One is that she was pushing the president to sign that bill and telling to ignore the stuff you're hearing. It's all BS. Don't worry about it. Just go with it. Just go with it. You know, that's one reason. And the second reason is he went down to the border a week ago, and he saw it firsthand. He saw it firsthand.
The unaccompanied minors. He saw that firsthand and was mortified.
He talked to the people on the front line, and he realized that he had been given horrible information by the people around him, including Kristen Nielsen.
Well, and she deserved to be fired. She deserved anybody that allowed that to go through. And in fact, I actually think there needs to be an investigation on who she's working with. Anybody that supports that has to be tied to something.
Anyone who voted for, and there were Republicans Republicans and Dems that voted for it. Anyone who voted for that bill with Section 221 in it should be investigated. Because if you can figure it, I can figure it out before it was even signed and started shooting our mouths off about it, surely the people that have a legal background or people that have that are advisors to the president should have figured it out.
And who drafted
Anyone
it?
Anyone who told him.
Who drafted it?
Well, they came out of... It came out of Congress, right? So the House, they drafted it, and the Senate obviously knew what was going on because we were shooting our mouths off ahead of time. But what did the president do? The person who was pushing this really hard, the signing of this bill, is now gone. And what did he put in her place? He brought in someone who is very known as being very tough, and internally he put Stephen Miller in charge of the immigration issue. Now, I'll tell you something about Stephen Miller. I think he's honest. I know for a fact he takes no BS. Many people say he's almost ruthless. Okay, I want a ruthless guy looking out for the kids and for the citizens of this country, okay? And for the kids that are being used to get into this country and in the process being abused, raped, murder, what? So yeah, okay, give me that guy. Well, that's the guy we got there now. And it sends a very powerful message, I believe, Sarah. And the reason is because some other concerns I've had have been Mulvaney and frankly, the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Because as I understand it, Jared Kushner has been very open about the open borders issue. And I am happy that Stephen Miller has this week was put in charge of immigration at the White House level. I don't think there's going to be any BS. I think it's going to be a factually based approach. I think it's going to be very hard-nosed. I think it's going to be looking out for the safety, security of every American citizen, for every man, woman, and child, and for every child that is being abused by those coyotes trying to get them in, using them as a revolving door, and then abusing them in the process.
Yeah, it's unfathomable. And like you said, everyone who signed that should be investigated and figure out. I want to know who actually penned it. The people who were engaged in drafting it, they are over the top.
Well, there was, and I don't want to give a pass to the Republicans because, as I said, there's one political party in Washington. I call them the Republicrats. They're both owned and operated by a criminal syndicate, that being the globalist syndicate. And this bill is a living example of that. But there were a couple Republicans that supposedly sat on this committee that helped draft it that said that they were held out of the committee room when this was being drafted. And in fact, were given 1 hour to review it before it was put on the floor or put out for dissemination for people to read it for several hours before they voted on. Remember Pelosi, with every bill, we're going to give folks at least 72 hours, a week to digest it before they, I mean, they didn't even give us 24 hours.
Well, a couple hours, an hour. That's the only way. That would be the only way.
The person this goes back to is Nancy Pelosi, who's Speaker of the House, who jammed this bill through. That's who needs to be pinned with this. And anyone that sat on that drafting committee of that bill. And then any person and every person who voted for it. And every person in the White House that told the president that this was a really good thing and that we can put out a presidential statement afterward and it'll negate it. It does not. I got a lot of grief when I said when he signed it, it was a huge problem. And people said, well, he put out a signing statement afterwards. The signing statement holds no legal value, period. It's just the president saying, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. By the way, in his signing statement, didn't mention anything about 221. We can thank Christian Nielsen and Jared Kushner and Mick Mulvaney for the fact that 221 wasn't even listed in the signing statement. Then people said, Sarah, well, because he declared a national emergency, that negates it. Look, one of the best litigators I know is Sidney Powell, great appeals court attorney. Sidney came on my platform and Sidney stated, look, The national emergency does not negate that bill. It does not negate that section. The only thing that can is an executive order, not a presidential signing statement. That doesn't carry the legal weight as an executive order. An executive order. And in particular, Sydney is pushing for a statute that is already in place. And actually, the Supreme Court's already ruled on it. That all the president has to do is say, boom, it's in effect. It's called Title 8, Section 1822, subclassification small f. And what it does is it shuts down the border for a finite period of time as determined by the president. So it shuts down immigration, okay? And it gives everybody a chance to sit back, reassess the system, build more wall, clean up the court dockets so that this migration that's coming can't overwhelm the system.
Well, what do you think?
Sydney, and now, because of the alternative media pushing what Sydney, you know, we did it on our platform. A lot of us have been talking about it. Overwhelmed, two Fridays ago, overwhelmed the White House switchboard. Okay, overwhelmed because people got the information, not from the bought off lamestream fake media, but the alternative media overwhelmed the switchboard at the White House, shut it down. And now what do we have? We have the president now speaking in the past week, you know, I have the prerogative and I have the legal statutes behind me to shut down the border. Where do you think he learned that from? It wasn't from Mick Mulvaney or Christian Nielsen or Jared Kushner. He learned that because it's my understanding he checks in on the switchboard every day.
Well, he's learning that he has to go around the people necessarily around him and do some checks. I mean, it's kind of like the CEO show where they go in and they dress like somebody else and they go way at the bottom to see what's really going on because he knows his middle people are, you gotta find what the truth really is. And he just got screwed. I mean, the whole nation got screwed by this.
Well, Donald Trump did that same thing when he was running Trump Properties.
He dressed up as somebody else?
I mean, there's this, and it's been confirmed. No, he didn't dress up. He just you know, put on some work clothes, and he showed up in the middle of the night at one of his hotels to talk to the maid service.
Well, but that's what you have
and
to do.
And there was Donald Trump. Trump was in there making beds and toilets. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. You know,
that's
Sarah,
awesome. That's why I like him. But keep going.
Right. And look, this coming week, I'm on our platform. We have Gene Ho coming on. Gene Ho was the photojournalist for Donald Trump during the campaign and still is.
Yeah, I love him.
Right. It's a completely different picture than the bought off lamestream fake media does. But I just put out a YouTube that actually confirms what Gene Ho says about the man. And it's about what the president really recently did. One of the owners of our radio station that I do my radio show, Linda Hughes, she passed away last year from metastatic breast cancer. It is devastating to all of us. And she's an incredible patriot. Her husband, who has a fantastic three-hour show every day at Wham! Theron X, wrote the president a letter. Okay, and I read this on a YouTube I just put out today, but I want to read it for you and your listeners. Theron went to his mailbox recently, and there was this plain manila envelope in the mailbox. And he thought it was junk mail, but he opened it and because he saw the return address, the barcode was over the return address. Well, the barcode was from the White House. Here was the letter. Dear Theron, thank you for your very touching letter. Melania and I send our deepest condolences on the passing of your wife, Linda. Because he wrote, her goal was to write him a letter. Linda was supposed to go to chemotherapy election day, and her doctors, and she used to call me a resident doctor at Wham. I advised her. Her husband advised her. Her doctors at U of M advised her. No, you don't get your treatment. Don't absentee ballot. No, she had to go vote for him. Okay, and the one thing she wanted to do was write him a letter. When she was given 4 months to live in September 2016, she toughness 18 months. But she was ill, and she never got a chance to write that letter to him. So Theron wrote a letter to her, to President Trump, explaining the situation. Here's what the president wrote. Thank you for your very, very touching letter. Melania and I send our deepest condolences on the passing of your wife, Linda. We pray you are comforted by your enduring spirit and memories you shared together. I am heartened to learn that despite facing difficult health challenges, she was determined to make her voice heard at the ballot box and help me get across the finish line. I am forever grateful for the opportunity to serve our nation as president. I am inspired by the deep patriotism people like you and Linda have for our great country. I am convinced together we will strengthen America and preserve our cherished liberties for generations to come. Donald J. Trump. Here it is. Now, there's one other part to this letter. And this letter, I believe, speaks to the real man that corresponds with Gene Ho has spoken about, who has been with President Trump 24/7 for several years. And frankly, Gene could have made a heck of a lot of money putting out negative comments about the president, but he just put out the truth.
Yeah, and I gotta say, his book was the only positive book on Trump, and it was censored.
It was censored.
That's crazy.
But there's one other thing parts of this letter, Sarah. Linda died March 15th, 2018. Veyron sent a letter to the president in September of 2018. The date on this letter, March 15th, 2019. Exactly 1 year from the date of her passing. I don't believe that was a coincidence. I believe that on a couple things, that it was Linda letting all of us know that everything is fine. And I also believe that it was Donald Trump. He was made aware through Theron of the date of her passing. I believe it speaks to the kindness of the man. Based on Theron's letter that he sent, it was very emotional. Realized that Theron and all of us at WHAM and all of us, the thousands of people who had interactions with Linda, who was one of the most positive, patriotic people I'd ever met in my life, he realized that everybody was hurting. And one of the date that we really, all of us really didn't want to face was the 1 year anniversary of her passing, because it's been so difficult for all of us. And by doing a letter and dating it on the date that exactly 1 year from she died, on that date, we not only remember Linda and how sad we are about her passing, but we also remember it was the date that Linda reached out to the President of the United States. And that's when he wrote that letter. I think he did that for a reason, so that there was something positive associated with that date in all of our minds. I think that's the kind of guy he is. And many people will disagree with me and deride me for my intent of the date. They can deride me all they want. Bottom line, I truly believe that that was not a coincidence. And I truly believe that, you know, there are folks that in the bought off lamestream fake media are willfully and purposefully trying to misrepresent who he is and who his supporters are. And a good example of that, let's take it full circle, is the Jesse Smollett's of the world that will create a fake situation and try to tar Donald Trump and his supporters with hate, when in fact, if those same individuals like Jesse Smollett would look in the mirror, what they would see would be, of their own reflection, would be hate.